this, the ideas you actually have in your folder, they come from, I wrote a kid's, I'm going to quote from here and then I'll put it away. A kid's Pesach site I did actually 22 years ago. My baby was just a little baby. And they've put it up every year. And these are actually activities and games that we, every single one of them is tried and tested. But just before, and really we use them, and whenever I give this workshop, and women go home very excited and they use these ideas the next day, or they call me up and they say, wow, that totally changed Leila Seder. I've never had such an active Leila Seder. So before we even get to the ideas, I want to share with you the Haggadah is actually a model of Jewish continuity and education. The whole Haggadah is, what's it called? Audio visual of teaching. Everything is in questions and answers. And the truth is, unless we stimulate our kids to ask questions, there is no point in the answer. When we look at the four sons, the one, Sheino Yodea Lishol, the one who doesn't know how to ask, the mother is supposed to open him up, at Ptach Lo, and the idea is to get him to ask a question. As an educator, there is no point. What I try and do is always stimulate a question. Say, what's strange here? What's going on here? Do you have any questions about it? Because if we can, and the Chazal knew it, if we can stimulate our kids to ask questions, then we can actually hope that they're interested in the answers. I want to read you something just I learnt this week, Friday actually, Talei Chaim, a sefer which I really love. And I won't say B'mikre, because B'mikre means Rak Me'et Hashem. I learned this excerpt. We were learning Halach Ma'ani, and I just want to share it with you because it totally ties into what we were saying. Lomdim anu et ha'erech shel ha'hatzaga ha'muchashit. We learn the value of showing something in concrete. It's talking about Halach Ma'ani, that we lift up the Baal HaSeder, lifts up the matzah, and he says, this is the bread of affliction. This is the bread we actually ate. Lo rak ledaber b'torah rayonit u'mufshetet. Not just to speak about the idea and to speak in an abstract way. Kach avi ha'mishpacha lokech liyadav et ha'matzah, merima mul kol b'nei mishpachto, he lifts it up and he shows it to them. This is the bread we ate. Lo rayon mufshat bilvad ela davar mamashi asui michomrei haolam hazeh. They're made from materials of this world. Davar zeh hu kli chashuv la'avarat mesarim u'mashmauyot chinuchiyot. This thing of using something actual is a very important way of giving over mesarim, messages or meaning, and educational meaning. I remember reading somewhere that of a Holocaust survivor who actually, if I'm not mistaken, he brought it to Leila Seder, which was a totally a piece of bread from the camps that he had saved in order to show his kids, this is what we ate. And the truth is, when we see something, it's totally different. And the beautiful thing about Yadut is everything, for instance, we don't say, oh, we used to sit in the sukkah. We actually sit in the sukkah. We don't say, thank you, Hashem, for all the produce you've given us. We take a lulav and esrog. Everything about Yadut is actually doing it. And through doing it, that's how we transmit it to the next generation. Okay, so, and the Gemara we know also is question and not even answers. The answers aren't important. What's important is the question. And when I teach, I always try and turn assumptions from a full stop to a question mark. If you can tickle people and make them think again, hey, maybe it's not the way I think, then you can actually teach something. Okay, so we're going to start. I have lots of ideas here. Don't assume that you're going to manage to do all of them. And there are a lot of, I can see grandparents in the audience. I am too. And you can really shock your kids by doing these things with them. Okay. I want to say that one of the important things is to get the whole family involved. So really, ahead of time, a lot of these games, your kids, grandkids can prepare. And I think your those of us here who are grandparents, imagine how amazing that we bring all these games to the Seder night. So one important thing is to have prizes, either little prizes from the one shekel shop, or sweets, or in my family we used to have nuts. I don't think nowadays nuts would go down very well. But really to have little prizes to encourage good questions, and just so that the kids stay involved. Okay, so the first game, the why game, is really questions and answers. The kids can prepare these questions, which every now and then you have a little box, you'll really need a bigger box, and you tell your kids to prepare these questions ahead of time. It's really the first thing. If you want to add points, you can, but it's all there. I like to do different colors, so I know that this is an easier question, this is an intermediate question, this is a more philosophical question. I'll just give you an example, and I think there are examples. An easy one, for instance, would be say the 10 plagues in order. And the truth is, four-year-old kids can do this. It's amazing, amazing how much they learn in Gan. Okay, so that would be an easy question. A medium question, what is the simple son's question? Okay, what is the simple son, and what does he ask? Mazot, okay? And you can use this as a stimulation to ask questions. What does he mean when he says mazot? Why doesn't he have a proper question? Is it good to be a tam, not good to be a tam? If it's, you know, he's simple, so how come Yaakov Avinu is called Ish Tam? Okay, so really we can use these to ask questions. Here's a more difficult question, maybe for an adult. Why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned in the Haggadah at all? Okay, so these, I would have them on the table. If you have a big table, have a big table, and every now and then, say question time, and they can pick out, or you go round with the box. And again, the kids are involved. They've written the questions, they're showing the questions. So that's the question. Okay, I'm trying to do it in the order you have it here. Okay, this is one of my absolute favorite. I am going to get up. I'm going to walk. That's my barad. My barad just fell. I'll talk about it. You don't need to pick it up. It's fine. It's really fine. It's going to fall again. Okay. When we do the 10 plagues, I can't believe my kids, one time they bought these plastic jukim and they put them on the maror. And they were so realistic. We had a guest who was in such shock. She was, there's a chalk on the lettuce. And you can really do dumb. I have here, you could do a little, I would actually make a little bottle and put some, one with white and one with red, and you can play around however much you like. I have, it's stored away, so I didn't bring them. Sfardea is very easy to have. Most of us have these in our cupboards. You don't need to buy. This is Dever, and you can tell the kids to take them out. This is Baraj, we throw, just to make it fun, to keep people, to keep everyone with it. What we, it's just turned into a family minhag that all the little kids, and my kids who are now, three of them are parents themselves, but they would always go out after halach ma'anya. They'd go to my room and totally just take whatever they wanted. They'd go out, and our guests didn't know, and then they knock on the door, and they're all dressed up, and they'd come in, and we'd say, where have you come from? And they'd say, oh, we came a very long way, and they act it out. It's hysterical. And they really act out the story. They've come from Egypt, and what the Mitzrim did to them, and how they're starving. It's very funny, and it doesn't have to be, you know, to send the little kids, especially for the boring bits. I don't mean boring, but when it gets, you know, how many nisim, is it 50, is it 100, for the bits, to send them out to do a play, and then they come back and do the play, and they are in heaven, and everyone gets nachas, and it's mamasha, a fun thing to do. Okay, so I want to show you this game. This is great to give a younger kid to do. You give them a bag, they go around the house, and they just pick random items. For instance, I mean, you wouldn't believe what I've got in here. The idea is really for, without looking, you go around, everyone takes an item out of the bag. I would love to dare do it on you. Some people get a bit nervous. And the idea is to be as creative as you can, and to connect, leave it because it's going to fall again. I've got two more, just don't bother. The idea is to connect random items to the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. So this could be something that the taskmasters used to hit the Jews with. It can be anything at all. This, I mean, you just think of anything it can be, that there, and you can be very dramatic. There was one soldier who wanted to help the Yehudim, and he, you know, he didn't beat them. And this could be a rechush gadol that they went out of Mitzrayim with. And then they're really stupid things that, I mean, here are all different finger puppets. Here's a frog, actually. But they don't necessarily have to be connected. Here's the lamb. Here's a lamb you can say that they had to take on, whatever, really, however you want to do it. There's a little mirror. All different, really fun things. It just doesn't matter what they are. Okay, so that's, it's amazing to see how creative people can be, and funny. You can put a toothbrush in there, anything at all. Okay, so that's just a fun game that always goes down very well. Okay, Pharaoh's telephone, again, it's a way of keeping the young kids involved. We used to have, I don't think they have them anymore, but those old telephones, you know, that you hold like this. We had a pink squidgy phone. I don't know what you'd use today. And it was next to my husband. And then every now and then he'd pick up the phone, and Paro's phoning. And he says that all the children under the age of 8 have to start building pyramids, and we'd have all the Kaplan blocks, and they would build it, and then sometimes an older brother of eight would pretend he was a taskmaster and say, "You're not doing this fast enough." And again, that's a way of distracting them while you get through things, but also it's really fun for them to, you know, for the taskmaster to say, "Quicker, higher, you're not doing it, kick it down," and then they have to do it again. That really works. Okay, the radio news is really for older kids who want to be more sophisticated and really to interview characters at the Seder table and to really ask them, I mean, now it's so with all the politics going on, to ask them questions, how did you feel when, what were you thinking when after, you know, Makat Bechorot, that you went and chased after them? Weren't you scared? Or to ask a Jewish woman how she, you prepare, the kids prepare the questions, and obviously the people around the table don't know the questions, and then they, on the spot, can ask the questions, okay? And the kids know who's going to be good at it, who's going to be less good at it, so that's fun. Okay. Here we have two games that the kids really love. I mean, I would like to play these on... Can we play them on some of you? Yeah? Okay. So I'll need assistance here. This goes long. I feel like I'm on TV. Who can we have a volunteer?
Yes, we have a wonderful volunteer.
Okay.
Hi, Rachel.
Okay. This is a great game. It's so simple. It's not so simple with her Kisoy Rosh. It's okay, it's okay. We'll manage fine. Okay, now you can either do this with a scarf or you can make a keter. The problem with the keter is it's not a problem, but you'd have to have different sizes.
Paperclip.
See? You've played this game before.
You call it a thumb tack or something.
No, we call it a paper clip. A thumb tack is a drawing pin. Okay. And can the next volunteer please prepare herself? Okay. Can everyone see this? You know, I'm going to show it to everyone. Okay, now, the game is called Who Am I? Everyone knows who she is, apart from Rachel. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you begin asking questions, and they'll answer.
Yes or no questions. Am I a woman?
No.
Am I a man?
No.
Am I an animal?
Yes.
Am I in the Pesach?
I forgot to say they're all connected with the...
Do I have four legs?
Yes.
Do I jump?
Yes.
Am I a frog?
Yes. Well done.
Very miraculous.
Wait, stay here. I'm going to give you another one. Unless, do we have another volunteer ready? Okay.
Am I a man?
Not necessarily.
Amen. Do I grow from the ground?
No.
Not necessarily. Okay, am I a person?
Yes.
Ah. Person. Wait, did I ask if I'm a man or if that was last
you
week?
You did.
Okay.
And we said...
And not necessarily. So am I a woman?
Not necessarily.
So I'm both a man and or a woman.
Either or.
Oh, am I a slave in Egypt?
No.
This is a lot of pressure. okay. Am I happy in the story?
No.
Not really relevant.
Okay.
You're doing great.
Okay. It's probably so simple, right?
No, it's not.
Okay. Are we up to clues?
What do you say?
A clue, not the answer.
But not too easy.
Okay.
Yeah, you can give a clue.
Am I a Jew?
Yes.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I think so. I think we can say you are. Yes, you are.
Am I a baby?
No.
What?
No, let's keep it with the story, okay?
Are you sure?
With the Haggadah.
I said Tchuna.
Is it Tchuna? Ah, am I kind?
Not necessarily.
Should be. You yourself are, but...
I am not in that persona at the moment. am I a taskmaster?
No.
You are Jewish.
I am Jewish.
I'm going to give you...
Jewish. I could be man or woman.
You're connected to the number four.
I am not a cup of wine. Okay. Am I one of the four daughters?
Yes.
One of the four sons?
Yes.
Okay, so Chacham?
Yes. Okay, well done.
That's right, that's why it could be.
Very clever.
Man or woman. Okay, I want one more volunteer. We'll do a couple more because this, I have one we have to do. And it's not that bad. Come on. No volunteers? Who?
Chana.
What?
You've been volunteered.
You are Nina volunteer?
Yes. We really scared them off. It's fun.
I am not good at this.
How do you know?
You'll see. You're amazing.
Okay. Can you see it? Don't say the word. Okay.
Oh, I don't know why I let you sweep up into this. It's not good.
Okay. Now you ask questions to get to find out who you are.
Am I a person?
No.
Am I an animal?
No.
Am I a plague?
Not the story, actually. You're connected to...
The Seder. I'm connected to the Seder. Okay, am I something on the Seder plate?
Yes!
Wow, okay.
really bad. We're just doing one more. Okay. You really brought very good questions. Fun. So you can see that this is really fun, all ages. We usually do it during the meal. You can do it every now and then. It's really fun for all ages. For kids who, where is it? There's another envelope. Here. For older kids, or even the truth is, everyone loves that game. If you want to be more sophisticated, there's Give Us a Clue. Do you know how to play this game? It's a miming game. And basically, this works the other way around. The kid or the person doing this, sorry, it's charades, yeah. In England, we call it charades. Okay, I'm going to do one, okay? Try and do one. Okay, so what we did here, I prefer volunteer, actually. Okay, these... Come on, it really isn't that bad. Great. Okay, great. And I'm going to let you choose, even. Okay, you can choose one that you want to do.
Oh, I have to act this out. I'm so shy.
Oh, no, if I can do this.
We'll encourage you.
I'm not sure. Okay, that's a nice, easy one.
Okay.
That one might work too, or this one.
Okay, maybe we'll do more than one because you're really good at it. Okay, you can't.
I'm not allowed to talk.
Not allowed to talk.
Oh,
okay, she's got a quote from the Haggadah, and you guys have to guess what it is. You can do how many words?
English or Hebrew?
It's in Hebrew, but it's easy. It's kind of famous.
Six words.
Yes, well done. Now, if you would be our next volunteer, are you prepared? If not, we're going to do another one. Okay, another one.
They'll never guess the whole
sense. No, I think they will, actually. The concepts. And then, remind me your name?
Yehudit.
Okay, Yehudit's going to do the concept, and then we'll see how clever you are. To come up, I think this is a good one. That's to come up with the pasuk, yeah. To come up with the quotes, okay? Okay, it can be one or the other. Okay, go for it. Well done. And the other one was Vayavidu Mitzrayim et Bnei Yisrael Befarech. Okay, so we were going to do one or the other. Okay, so Tamahu Omer Mazot, your kids can choose and it's fun. Okay, so that's another one. I'm just trying to put them back. In my Pesach stuff, I actually bought a box, a big box saying matzah on it for 20 shekel or something. And all these games I keep in that box. We just moved from the Golan, and that box of Pesach stuff is still in the machzan, and I couldn't find it, so I just did them again. Okay, so that's fun. The four sons, again, if you have very creative kids, so from plasticine or clay, you can't do it from slime, but really, if they're bored or they've done their cleaning or whatever, to give them plasticine and say to them, make a model of something from the Haggadah, or a model of the four sons. What would they look like? And then you'll put them on the table, and they're very proud of what they've done, and they can hold it up when it comes to it. We also sometimes will do, we had four different hats for the four sons. There's a lot of really interesting discussion which you can do on the four sons. Also the song Vihi She'amda. I'm sure everyone knows both tunes, right? Because it's become, and you can really ask the kids, Vihi, what has kept us going? What do you think has kept us going? All these years, every single generation, there was someone who wanted to destroy us. So, Vihi She'amda, what is that thing that kept us going? Again, a discussion. There's so many different explanations. I actually wanted to bring it. I forgot, when I was nine, my teacher was Rabbi Beresh, and we had a Haggadah book. And we had, it was amazing, on each bit of the Haggadah, we had like questions and Divrei Torah, and I used to write with an ink pen, I couldn't believe it, and beautiful writing, I was so meticulous in my books, and Vihi She'amda, I wrote, Vav is equals Shisha Sidre Mishnah, Hey is, okay, Yud, Aseret HaDibrot, and Aleph is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it can be, it's a very interesting question to ask, what do you think has kept Judaism passing down from father to son? So that's, the idea is to have fun, for it to open up a discussion, and then to ask a question. These are props, okay, to just get everyone going. Okay. This is bingo. Now this we've done, and it works very nicely. You'd be amazed. What's amazing is how the adults almost enjoy the games more than the kids. They love it. It's just, okay, so there are a few different ways of preparing the bingo. First of all, there is so much on the internet. I just printed out. There's a lot. If you do Pesach bingo, free download or whatever, or questions on the Seder night for here, there are so many. You can send your kids really to the internet to do it. And the reason, it's twofold. Number one, the week before Pesach, besides working our kids befarech, we also want to give them, they love doing this, going to the internet, finding a game. They can do pictures. So there are a few different ways. You could, with younger kids, you can have the pictures, and then you hold up if they've just learned to read, and they try and read the words, and then they can put it on the right picture. Another way of doing it for older kids is to ask a question, and this is the answer. So for instance, you'd say, it's the first plague, okay? And that would be dumb. And even little kids can do most of this. where were we slaves? Okay, instead of reading out the word, what is the first question of Manishtana? How many kosot do we drink? How is it different from Shabbat? Okay, so that's another game. If I remember correctly, I think we gave little sweets or little chocolates to put on these. The adults had eaten all of them by the time we got to the meal. Okay, so the second half of the, always the second half, the songs, some people have already conked out by then. This was something we did, I think we did it for the first time, maybe, we've done it twice, okay? One I made up because I don't have my real one. But again, if your kids like drawing, they can have such a good time doing this. So, Echad mi yodea. So everyone gets a different number, okay? And when it's there, when they sing their number, what the truth is, it's the whole time, right? Because you start with Echad mi yodea. And then every time you go through it, it's a lot of fun. It really is. Okay, to make different symbols for the Echad mi yodea. And then it's like Arba Imahot. And someone says, you forgot yours. And, you know, this is a lot of fun. Okay, very simple. A good prop. What other things can I tell you? Well, let me ask you if you guys have any questions about anything. Yes?
One general question. These are done during the Seder while anybody is talking about Seder. This is what we do.
Every now and then, yes. It's kind of, first of all, we did play this one time. We didn't do the whole thing. We would just say, okay, two clues. Everyone had this next to their thing, and they would cover it. The idea is to keep the kids interested. So at different intervals, we would do them. And if they prepared them, first of all, you can't possibly do everything, okay? I think one of the hardest things, which I'm sure you guys have good ideas, is how do you interest little kids and your teenagers and older kids? And I think there's a very fine tuning, which changes all the time. How do we keep the young kids interested and have an interesting Seder? So, and we struggle with this, because now, Baruch Hashem, the grandkids come boom, boom, boom. And they get more interested, but the adults, actually it's less so now because the adults have their little kids, but to have an actual discussion about something is much harder. So part, how to solve that is really to give the little kids something to do. I mean, how long do little kids stay at the Seder table? They might stay awake, but how long do they sit at the Seder table? Probably till Manishtana, and then you'll bring them back for Pesach, Matzah, Maror, because they are really important things. I always had a question whether people who aren't religious, whether they really read the whole Haggadah. They do?
They don't.
I would assume they do highlights.
Some do.
Wait, do you want to come here just so everyone can hear? Okay, yeah.
That on lunch, we have to do, but we would make a Seder at lunch for all the little ones, and we would walk through only the parts that were relevant to the kids.
That's very nice.
And that was, they didn't know it was at night the night before.
Ah, wow.
So we did a Seder
class. Right. Nice. Let's just hear, because all these ideas can really help all of us. Very nice. Thank you for sharing that. I wanted to say that ahead of time, if you're a few families, to really say, you're going to say something on the four sons, you prepare on this, or to ask them, what do you want to prepare on? Because what tends to happen is everyone has something to say at the beginning. Something I've also noticed, which is chaval, like, you know, you get to the meal, and the meal takes a while. The meal time is an ideal time while we're serving to play a few of these games. And also, the discussion can really continue over the meal. And I agree with what you said, that even whether it's doing a seder for the little kids or continuing the discussion, I think it's such an incredible thing that we have been through so many years of galut, and that this idea of passing on from father to son is such, it takes us back mamash to Abraham Avinu, and it's all the time, it is the parents' obligation to explain to the kids through the Haggadah why, what makes the Jewish people special. And when it says v'hi she'amda, in every generation, like anyone can talk about, you could talk about modern anti-Semitism. The idea is to really make it relevant for today, to realize that Hashem's hashgacha, whether it's through the 10 plagues or Kriyat Yamsuf, or it's through protecting us in our land when we're surrounded by so many enemies who want to destroy us, how it's such a miracle every day. It's an incredible thing, mamash. Someone here wanted to say, share. Right. Right.
Sometimes he gave them one to eat and then one to put on the board, so it was
not. Right, right. So put, yeah. To cover it, or what we call tiddlywinks. The problem with chocolate, do you know what tiddlywinks are? What do you call them?
Winkies.
Okay, see, short for tiddlywinks. Yes.
We used to roll the paper along the table, the tablecloth, and at each place was a place of the Haggadah. Whatever place you were sitting in front of.
Oh, wow. Right. That's lovely. That's beautiful. Really nice. And that's a really nice idea. The idea, do you want to stand up and repeat it?
What we did is we took a roll of paper, like drawn paper, and covered the entire table, and we did all the sections of the Haggadah. Wherever you were sitting in front of it, it went like this, so you went to different sides, and when it came your turn, you had to say something, do something, make up something on the spot, a riddle, a joke, a play, and we had dress-up clothing for the children that they could run and put something on and be something, and that really, really enhanced
it. It's a great idea. And I just want to say one more thing. Also, what we often do is just give out scarves. I have so many, and everyone has to put on a scarf as though they're, you know, they came out of Egypt. And then we'll close up. I'm sure they do.
And it was how I swam. I was all ready to swim, but Hashem made this miracle. Look
at the shark. That's a yuffie.
It was like a modern kind of, and another year I was here young with a baby. And then they all decided to be, so now every year they want to be very young. And they put on my shakos and they have really good
size. So can you see that the idea in the days of the Mishnah, or in Sephardi families, even the fact that the father always has a kittel on. And often they'll walk around the table, Sephardi families, so you can see these aren't modern ideas. This is how the Seder table really was. Does anyone want to say something, or we have to really close? Okay, so thank you, everyone. Try the ideas, and really, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Seder night.